Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Spiritual Insights with Charlotte Spicer. Spirituality and Metaphysics Talk Radio, featuring A Course in Miracles, Dream Interpretation, Guided Meditation, and the Psychic and Metaphysics Free-for-All. It's your opportunity to consult with a professional psychic medium, discuss past lives, the chakras, and more. We are non-denominational, and there are no limits. Want to change your life? You must first change your mind. No matter your religious structure, cultivate peace in your reality through self-awareness with an authentic spiritual teacher. And now, your host, Charlotte Spicer.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to Spiritual Insights. I'm excited for today's show because we are continuing our journey with the theme for January 2014, honoring your resolution to change your life. So I'm hoping that today's guest and her expertise will help you do that. And we are joined by numerologist and best-selling author Trish Lesage. She joins us once again to explain how tapping into the vibrations of numbers in our daily lives can help us stay grounded and aware. We'll learn how to calculate our yearly, monthly, and daily personal numbers, and we'll also learn how to effectively work with them. Trish, welcome back to the show. It's great to have you back with us again.
Well, thank you for having me again.
You're welcome. We had such fun last time when you were on in October. We discussed manifesting abundant success with numerology, and that was a very successful segment. I got a lot of feedback. A lot of people appreciated the information, and so I appreciate you coming back to go a little deeper into the topic so that we can work with it on a daily basis.
Yes, thank you for having me. Yeah, we can discuss the, like you mentioned, the personal years, personal months, and personal days to help people stick with their New Year's resolutions and hopefully plan out a good future for 2014.
It's always good to be to work harmoniously with the energies that around us We have so much, and we can feel often like inundated with what's happening. We get confused. But I find that working with numerology helps me to be aware of the energies that are at play in my life at any given moment, and then I can kind of go with the flow instead of struggling to make something happen when there's a different day that it might be more successful. So I'm going to have a lot of fun talking about it with you and explaining to the audience how this works. So audience, if you would like to take notes, please have a pen and paper ready, and we're going to jump right in. Where would you like to start? You want to start with the yearly personal number, correct?
Yes. So, if you have a pen and paper handy, it would be good if you want to take notes, because this is almost kind of like a little workshop, I guess you could say. I could lead everybody through the steps in numerology that we would take in order to calculate our personal years, months, and days so that we can hopefully use that information to help the people to have more success this year in 2014.
Absolutely. I do think that this year will be even better than last. I feel like I'm always aware of the energies, and I feel like I'm on the verge of some huge event. But even so, this will help us be aware of a general idea of what energies are harmonious and what is working against us. But before we get started, I want to invite the audience to call in with your questions. We're going to talk about this in detail. And we'll go through the steps, and then in the second half of the show, I'd welcome you to call in with your questions for Trish, and that number is area code 347-934-0751. So go ahead, call in, press number 1 to speak with Trish, and you'll be in the queue, and I'll bring you in the order that your number appears. Okay? All right. So let's get started. Our personal, how, what is it called, Trish? Our personal year number?
It would be Yes, the personal year number. And just so everybody knows, these personal years, personal months, and personal days in numerology, really what they are is they give you an idea of what themes to focus on in your lives. And also they can also give us some information on what soul growth lessons that we might encounter and go through during certain years, months, and days. But the information is really good in helping to give you an idea of what energy is affecting you so that you can plan out what would be the best time, say, to apply for a job or start a business or plan social activities or maybe start a romance, you know, with somebody. So, and the personal year is the first thing that we would want to figure out. And so if everybody has a pen and paper handy, they could write down the steps. And I also have a blog article on my website, too, that leads everybody through the steps as well, if they want to take a look at that after the radio show. So the first thing, what you would want to do in order to calculate the personal year that you're in would be to write down your date of birth in numerical form, but only write down the day and the month of your birth. So if you were born on May 10th, for example, write down the 5 for May and then the 10 for the 10th. And you also want to write this year's year down, 2014, because we're inquiring about this year. So I'll give everybody a second to write that down. Okay. And you want to, if you were born on a day or a month that has two digits, like say December is the 12th month of the year, you want to reduce that down to a single digit by adding together those two digits. So if you were born in December, for example, you would add the 1 and 2 for December together to get a 3. And if you were born on, say, the 28th of the month, you would add the 2 and the 8 together to get a 10. But you're also going to add the 1 and 0 of the 10 together to get a 1. So you're going to keep reducing the digits down until you get a single digit by just simply adding the two numerals together. So I'll give everybody a chance to check to see if they have any double-digit numbers for either the month or the day that they were born, and to reduce those down to single digits by adding the double digits together. So I'll give everybody a couple seconds to do that.
Okay, and while they're doing that, I just would like to mention that this being a new year, a lot of people, you know, we make resolutions because we want to cultivate more peace in our lives. And sometimes, for some, that means finally letting go of where you work right now. If you feel you need a better place of employment, or different people, or even a different industry to work in, and this is the time of the year that people do that. So this is really helpful information to where we could determine what days are best to start sending out your resume. And likewise, many people feel dissatisfied in a romantic relationship, but they don't want to break up a partnership or break up a family right before the holidays and cause chaos for all involved. But after the new year, that's when people start thinking seriously about seeking out a new partner or making a change in their romantic landscape. So this is why I wanted Trish to come on as early as she could in the month, because of those transitions happening. So hopefully by now, I did mine. Mine comes out when I add the single digits, Trish, for my month and day of birth, reduced down to a 3 and a 7, and I'm adding that up to get a 10. Is that correct?
Yes, and so add the 1 and the 0 of the 10 together, and you'll get a single digit.
Got you.
And now we also want to add up all the digits in the year 2014. It does come out to be a 7, but as you can see, 2014 would be 2 plus 0 plus 1 plus 4, which gets us down to a 7. And you want to add that 7 for 2014 to the numbers that you got, or the total you got for your month and your year when you added them together. So add the 7 to your month and year, and again, if you get a double-digit number, you want to add those two digits together to reduce it down to a single digit.
Okay. I got a good one. And I got a number eight.
Okay, good. And I'll give everybody a few seconds to do that. So essentially everybody's just adding the birth, month and day that they were born together to the number 7 for the year 2014 to get a final total for the year. And what this number gives you is your personal year. And so this particular number has a particular or specific energy vibration. It's the personal year that you're in. And in order for us to get down to your personal days, we have to take it down further, and we have to actually reduce this personal year that everybody's in down to the personal months. And you would do that by adding the number that corresponds to each month of the year to your personal year. So if someone is in, for example, a personal year of a 5, so if you got a total of a 5, the month of January, you would add your personal year of 5 to the number 1 for January. And for February, that's the second month of the year, so you'd take your personal year number of a 5 and add it to a 2 for February. And you would do this all the way throughout the whole year so that you get a specific number for each month. But actually, the numbers go in numerical order, so...
Mm-hmm.
You can just easily write down, you know, if January is a 5 month for you, then February is going to be a 6 and March is going to be a 7. And once you get to the number 9, when you get to the number 10, you just start it. That's a 1. 1 plus 0 is a 1. So you go 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and then start all over after the number 9 with your months and start numbering from the number 1 again.
So that way you can, you constantly have a single digit that you're working with, and that you can, it's a lot easier to memorize the vibration of that number. But can I take
Numerology, you're reducing down to single digits. So with these months, when you get a double digit, you're reducing it down to a single digit. So once you get up to the number 9, the next month after that won't be a 10. It will be a 1. Because
okay.
1 plus 0 is a 1. So
okay.
I'll give everybody a moment to do that, like write down January all the way through to December and write down what months they got, what numbers they got for the months.
Okay. And can I take us backwards a little bit just to clarify a few things?
Sure.
Okay.
Yes, sir, please.
So I have my personal year number, which is an 8, which is one of my favorite numbers. I'm relieved. I haven't worked with this in some time. What I used to do, and what everybody might consider doing, is keep a calendar, whether, you know, one of those larger block calendars, especially one if it has the lunar cycles on it, because I pay particular attention to new moons, full moons, and the vibrations around those. And then I would write my personal numbers in every block so that I kind of knew ahead of time what energies would be present and whatever project I was working on, when I wanted to focus on that or launch a project or start sending out my resume to seek more appropriate employment. But in the year, can we talk about the numbers and what kind of year, what energies are present in a year with that particular number, starting with the number 1?
Yeah, we could do that, definitely. And I would do exactly what Charlotte mentioned. I do the same thing. I have one of those calendars that has a whole month on one page, so I'll write up at the top of each month what year I'm in and what month it is, and that helps me know what each month is focusing on, and then I could break it down into the days. But, yeah, I can go through and let everybody know what years, what numbers, you know, the numbers mean for the personal years.
Sure. So if someone calculates
their
personal year number to a number 1, what is the vibration that this year would kind of be helping them work on for their highest growth?
Okay. And again, remember, everybody, this is the first number you got a total for. It's not the numbers that we're talking about necessarily for the months here. It's the first total you got when you took your month and day that you were born and added it to the 7 for 2014, whatever number you got, that's your personal year. And so these descriptions that I'm going to give you correspond to whatever number you got for that personal year for yourself. And if you got a 1, the 1 in numerology, it's a time of planting seeds for the future. It's a time for launching new projects. It's a time for new beginnings and new opportunities, a time that you might focus on leadership or taking the lead. And some numerology books mention that it could even be a time for focusing on self-development and personal growth. So it's a good time for all of those things. And even, like you mentioned, jobs, looking for jobs, you know, planting seeds for new jobs. So it might be a good time also to send out, you know, that resume to plant the seed in a new company you plan on working for.
Mm-hmm.
And the number 2, if you got a 2 for your total for the personal year, the 2 in numerology is a number for partnerships and cooperation with others. It's for peace and equilibrium and harmony. And so you might want to focus on things that are going to make you feel more peaceful and harmonious, like maybe meditation or yoga or spending time outside in nature or anything that, like, soothes your soul and gives you a sense of inner peace. It's also a time for you might find yourself helping others, like giving them advice or seeking advice from others. And I found the 2 to also be a time of a lot of cleansing and healing, you know, going through. I use a lot of energy healing, so it's a good time for me to use my energy healing to be more balanced in regards to mind, body, and spirit.
Mm.
And
I like
so
that.
That's a, yeah. And then the number 3, if you got 3 for your personal year, 3 is a number of creativity in numerology. So especially if you're a creative person, it's a good time for expressing yourself. And it's especially true for people who have a gift with words, like writers. And
mm-hmm.
it's also a good number if you're artistic, artwork, singing, dancing, music, any other form of creative expression. It's also... It's, the 3 is also, I've found it a good time for promoting yourself and your products and services. So again, if you're looking for a job, it's a good time to promote yourself, like send out the resume and promote yourself. Or if you have a business or you're a writer or a singer or whatever and you want to promote yourself, it's a good time for self-promotion. It's a good time to focus on written communication, even if you're not like a professional writer. Maybe, you know, communicating with your family members or whatever via written communication or your friends. It's also, the 3 is a good number for joy, spreading joy to others, uplifting and inspiring others and encouraging others. It's also a fun number, like if you're planning on, you know, doing some recreation, maybe taking a vacation, recreation, having some fun, planning, you know, anything that uplifts your spirits also and helps others to uplift their spirits, that would be a good time is during a 3-year to do that. And the number 4, the 4 in numerology is a number, I've found it to be like a very grounding energy, but it also, it's a time for planting, not really planting seeds, but building foundations for the future, like laying the groundwork for, you know, the future, hoping
mm-hmm.
to build something, hoping to build something solid for the future. So maybe you got a business or something and you're just making sure everything is in place, like solid foundation, so that you can really build for the future. Also relationships or whatever, like building a solid foundation. It's also a year of working hard and taking care of small details. It's kind of like the accountant number. It's like one of those numbers that you're really analyzing and taking care of the small details and managing things and organizing things, taking care of paperwork. It's also a number that I've found is good a good time for, like, meditating and going in within and relaxing, like doing self-hypnosis or anything that involves being really grounded.
Okay. I have a question.
Sure.
When you're done, or can I ask it now?
Yeah, sure.
For anybody who might be engaged and they are now in a 4-year for 2014, is this a recommended year to get married because of the stabilizing aspect and the building of the foundation for the marriage?
I would say definitely yes, because, you know, you're laying the groundwork or building the foundations for a lasting relationship, because the 4 is a number that's for something that's lasting, building something that's lasting and enduring. So definitely, yes.
Perfect. Okay, so anybody with a 4-year, personal year, and you're thinking of getting married, this is the year to do it, and we'll help you figure out which is the best month, too. Oh, we can give marital advice. This is fun. Or anyway,
yes.
Planning, you know, marriage planning advice, come up with a service. Okay, and number
exactly.
5.
And the number 5, if you have 5 as your personal year, 5, again, is kind of like the number 3 in that it's a good time for promoting your products, your services, and promoting yourself. And it can also, the number 5 can also be a very busy time. It can be hectic. And sometimes, unfortunately, the 5 can vibrate in a negative way. It could mean things being a little stressful and chaotic. It's just a busy number. You may experience a lot of yourself or other people coming and going a lot, or even traveling a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And you might find out that things are you're experiencing things that are new, like new things. So this is kind of an adventurous time, like a time to try out things that are new, a time to maybe take a little bit of risk in a good way to try out things that are new. And it could be a good time to let go of things, because the 5 is a number for, like, freedom and letting go. So it's time to let go of things that no longer serve you. And I've found the 5 to be also a number. I heal a lot during a 5 as well, so it's also a time to heal. And the 6, if you're in a 6 personal year, the 6 is all about family and also can be about community and spending your time focusing on the home, like beautifying your home and surroundings, focusing on the needs of your family members and the issues at home, maybe nurturing others. You may find yourself spending time on charitable causes, giving back, giving a lot to people, paying it forward. It's also a good time for spending time out in nature, and also if you run a business, a good time to spend time acquiring new customers or spending time giving to your customers. And the 6 is a romance number too, so if it's a 6 for you, this would be a good time for focusing on romance as well, and marriage and all of everything that entails romance, maybe even starting a family, like having a baby.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's a 6 number, and that's all about family.
Right, and here's my I like the number 6, especially because it comes after the number 5, and 5 is very chaotic and hectic with a lot of hustle and bustle and people, and I was the type of person, I'm much better now, but I was the type of person that took care of everyone around me.
Mm-hmm.
So in a 5-year, it seemed like there was nothing left for me. So in a 6-year, when you speak of healing, could we accurately say that 6 years are a time of healing and allowing all the dust to settle from the previous 5-year and giving yourself a break?
I have found the 6 to be very healing too, yes, definitely, because the 5 is chaotic, and so definitely the 6 can be more of a time to, you know, relax.
Yeah, home
yeah.
type of a thing. So in that sense, yes, it would definitely be a time to wind down from the 5-year.
Okay, because I found it to have a stabilizing effect after major change, which is what I experience in a 5-year.
Exactly. It's more stabilizing the 6. You know, you're focusing more on your family and at home and you know, your nest at home instead of the five. You might be out and about more and traveling and being really busy and hectic away from the home.
Right. Okay. And seven?
And seven, if you're in a seven personal year, you may spend some time alone because the seven is the opposite of the six. It's more of a time, instead of being with your family or out in the community, it's more of a solitude type of number. You might find yourself wanting to be alone, you know, and in a good way, you know, because you might find yourself contemplating things and reflecting on things or even analyzing your life and analyzing things. And it's a good time for focusing on education or learning something, planning for, you know, your future with your education. And I found the seven to be good for a time to learn about metaphysical and spiritual matters or even religious subjects.
Mm-hmm.
And I've also spent time during 7 years and 7 months, you know, doing meditation and hypnosis and anything else that transcends like the third dimension earth plane. And it's a seven is also a very intuitive number as well. So it's a good time if you don't do so already to like go inside yourself, you know, learn to develop your intuitive abilities or to spend time going within and listening to your own intuitive guidance and learning how to do that.
Okay.
And then the eight, the number eight, if it's your personal year, the eight is about, you know, focusing on your financial situation. And it's also about business and career and success and achievement. So you could focus on all of these things. It's a good time to focus on, you know, business and achieving success. And it may be also another good month to focus on your career, like if you're trying to get a new job type of a situation or start a business as well. And the eight is also the number for mental power, so it's also a good time for, you know, meditation and hypnosis and anything that expands your consciousness and helps you to be more focused on your mental abilities.
Okay.
And the nine is I found it to be a healing number as well. And so a good time to spend time healing. It's also a time to let go of things that no longer serve you because the nine is about endings. It's bringing things to a close and to an end.
Uh-huh.
And so you might find yourself in a 9 year, you know, things coming to an end. But it's not always in a bad way. You might find, because the nine is also a number about you feel really fulfilled about things as well, you know, so things that come to an end, you might feel very fulfilled about, you know, your involvement with those things, and then they finally come to an end. And also the nine is a very rewarding number. You might find yourself getting rewards or awards. And it's a number of, I've found it to attract a lot of abundance, too. So you might find yourself in a 9 year, you know, being a very abundant year as well.
That's good news.
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
And so those are the numbers for your personal years. And you can apply those to the personal months as well.
Okay. So I just want to say, if you're just tuning in, to the show, we're here with Trish LeSage, who is a numerologist and best-selling author. She's got 3 bestsellers on Amazon, and we're discussing, we just learned how to calculate our personal year number, and depending on what number that falls into, you can kind of expect, get an idea of what vibration to expect for this year, kind of like things to focus on, whether it's your career, your home life, or making a change in your daily life, whatever you want to do, whatever changes you want to make for 2014, this will help you get an idea of where you'll find the most success. And so now we're going to move on for the themes for the month, which basically mirrors what you just told us about the years.
That's correct. Once you have the numbers, we went through and calculated the numbers for the months as well, you mm-hmm. can apply those numbers for the personal months to the descriptions that I gave for the personal years as well, because the numbers vibrate and they mean, you know, a specific thing. So you can apply it to the days and the months as well.
Got you. So just to reiterate how we did that, when we calculate our personal month, we basically take our personal year number, which is the month and day you were born, not the year you were born, but the month and the day broken down to a single digit, and then adding that to the number 7, because that's what the year 2014 adds up to when we add up the 2, the 1, and the 4. So in my case, mine added up, my month and day added up to an 8, so I'm adding it to the number 7.
Correct.
Okay, which is 15.
Then you'd add the 1 and the 5 together to get a 6.
And so that's my year number, right?
Correct. So you would be in a 6 personal year. And so everything that I mentioned for the 6 personal year, the focusing on family and focusing on things at home, issues at home, and maybe even charitable issues, charitable causes and giving back and paying it forward and all of that would be a focus for you for this year.
Wait, I screwed it up. I screwed it up, Trish. I already had it added up and I added 8 to 7 when I already, forgive me, my personal year number came to a 1. I had the 1 to the 7 and I got an 8, and just in looking at my notes, I just added it again. So I was incorrect. My year number is an 8, which is really...
Okay.
That makes a lot of sense to me, considering all the changes over the past year and a half. So, perfect. So, sorry for kind of tripping you up that way. So, I'm an 8-year number, and now this is January, which is number 1. So, 8 plus 1.
Right.
I'm in a 9-month.
That's correct. So, everybody would want to take their personal year number and add it to each of the numbers of the month. So, this is the first month of the year, so January is a 1. So, you'd take your personal year and add it to the number 1 for January, and it would give you what personal month that you're currently in. And then you could go through the descriptions that I gave everybody for the years, and that would also apply to the months.
Okay.
So you, for example, this would be a 9 months for you. So it would be a month you might find that rewarding things could be happening, maybe with your radio show or whatever else you're doing in your life. You may find yourself letting go of things that no longer serve you or bringing things to a close. And so that's exactly. And that's how you would do it to figure out your personal months. And you'd go all the way through the whole year from January to December.
Yes.
And
so February would be a 1, and then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, all the way down, October being a 9, and then November again would be a 1. And, yeah, right now, what I'm doing right now is I am setting into place some modified routines. I like routine. However, I like to switch it up every now and then to kind of inject new life into my level of enthusiasm. Like, I'll rearrange my office, or I'll say, okay, well, all the receipts that I collect, because, you know, we're self-employed and we have to stay on top of our, you know, tax deductions and all that stuff. So I'm setting a day to where I focus on that once a week for 15 minutes. And that way, when I get, you know, months down the line, I don't look at this and say, oh God, now I have to do that. I don't like the way I feel when I do that. So I'm going to set it into place to where I'm harmless 15 minutes once a week, and I will be able to maintain a balance and some semblance of, not control in the negative sense of the word, but keeping things in a progressive order. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. So, okay, and then when we so we have our years, we have our months, and of course we have our days. So to calculate a personal day number, what do we do?
In order to calculate the personal days, you would take your totals that you got for each of your personal months, and then whatever day it is, meaning the calendar date, you would add that to the personal month. So say you wanted to inquire about the 15th of the month. The 15th, you would add the 1 and the 5 together to get a 6. And then you would add that 6 to the number that you got for the personal month.
Okay.
And get a total. If you get a double-digit number, then you're going to add the two digits together to get a single digit, because you're always reducing down to a single digit in numerology.
Okay.
And so you get a total then for the personal days, and reading the descriptions for each of the numbers, you can figure out then what days would be good, you know, for, like you said, sending out resumes for jobs or starting a business or planning maybe a party or getting together with family or whatever it is that you want to focus
mm-hmm.
on.
Well, according to the information I took down, new customers was part of the 6, which for me, the 15th, added to the month number, what comes to 15 again, so that would be a 6. So that would be a good day for me to look at my marketing initiatives, right?
Yes. The number 6 in numerology is good if you have a business to focus on acquiring additional customers, or to even maybe give something extra to your customers. Say you give away a freebie or something, like I'm an author, maybe I give away a blog article, or maybe I give, you know, an excerpt from one of my books or something like that. But the 6 is usually good for going out there and trying to find new customers if you have a business.
Good deal. Okay. So we definitely want to take the month number and add it to the day number. We don't just go by the day number. Okay. I hope that's
correct, clear
to everybody. This is
really cool. Yeah, in numerology, you first find out the personal year, and then to find the personal months, you have to add those months to your personal year, and then to find the personal day, you would then add the calendar day to the number you got for each of the personal months, and then that way you would have a personal day number for each day of the month.
Cool.
And
it does
go in numerical order. Again, like if, say, Tuesday is a 3-day for you, a 3 personal day, then Wednesday's going to be a 4, and Thursday's going to be a 5, and it would keep going in numerical order. And then once you get to the number 9, you start all over with the number 1 after the number 9, so it's pretty easy to figure out.
Cool. And it's easy to calculate again. So if you lose track or you don't go far enough ahead on your calendar, it's time-consuming to sit an entire year and write 1 through 9 over and over again. You know what I used to use?
Exactly.
I used to use Excel.
Yes, that would be a good way to do it.
Yeah, I would. I calculated the formula, so then for, like, the entire year. I know, I'm crazy. I had the numerology all figured out, and I know, it's funny, but I really love Excel, and, you know, I'm one of those people that, you know, show me a really great spreadsheet, and you'll see a tear in my eye, one of those people. So I had the numbers pretty much calculated in a formula that I created, and I really like using that to get an idea of the, like, kind of like a top of the mountain view for, like, the week or the month, and collect your thoughts and not have everything be so, like, I tend to spread myself too thin at times. So this way I can try to achieve that balance that I want to achieve by using that and combining it with other tools, of course.
Exactly. I use it that way, too, and it's really helpful because, for example, if you're in a 7-month, and that's the number of solitude, you're probably going to feel like staying home alone or whatever. You wouldn't really want to be planning a whole bunch of social activities for a month.
That sounds
exactly, because, you know, if you're, you know, months down the road planning these social activities during a month when you're probably going to feel like staying home alone and not do much,
mm-hmm.
it, you know, won't end up turning out so well. So it's very good to have an idea which months, you know, you're in and what years.
Right.
And the days also, of course.
Let's, can I try something? Let's calculate we can only use our own numbers, but let's calculate Valentine's Day of this year.
Okay, sure.
So if we have, let me see what kind of Valentine's Day I'm going to have. So 8 is my year.
Mm-hmm. So you would add that to the number 2 for February, and that would give you a 10. So you would want to add the 1 and the 0 together to get a 1. And Valentine's Day is on the 14th, right?
Yes.
So then 1 and 4 would be a 5, so you would add 1 to the 5, and it would be a 6, which is romance, the number for romance, and
ooh.
So you should have a pretty good Valentine's Day.
Lucky me. Very cool.
Whereas if somebody, say, were to get the number 7, well, you know, maybe you would feel like just being home, you know, for Valentine's Day rather than going out to dinner or spending time with other people.
Yeah.
You might want to stay home with your partner, you know, as well, and just have a quiet, nice dinner at home or whatever.
Mm-hmm. That's what I usually like to do. I don't like to be out on holidays with so much traffic. It makes me anxious. So what would we consider when, okay, we got family, success, career, endings. Would you recommend if people wanted to launch a project, suppose it's going to be a while before you get to a 1 month or 1 day, is it advisable to hold off, or can you basically make use of that energy just kind of do the best you can?
Sometimes you can do the best that you can, but if, say, you're in a 4 month, that might be a good time to launch, you know, a new project or business as well, because the 4 is for building foundations for the future.
Right.
And so whatever project you're planning on doing or business you're planning on starting, the 4 months could help you actually to build a successful business or project that will help you to build foundations for your future.
Mm-hmm.
And so it could be a very good time as well. And even if you're in like a 6 month or on a 6 day, because the 6 can also mean acquiring new customers.
Mm-hmm.
You might be, you know, have, say you're an author like I am or whatever, it might be a good time to launch yourself out there to find customers, type of a thing. So even
mm-hmm.
if you're not in a 1 year or a 1 month or it's not a 1 day, some of the other numbers can also apply and help you to be successful at whatever it is that you're doing, because there are other aspects of those numbers that can still help you to plant, you know, the seeds for your business or your project, you know,
mm-hmm.
help you to gain customers or help you to build solid foundations, or like the
right.
number 8 is a money number, so it might help attract money to you, type of a thing.
Okay.
So you
and
can use the other numbers.
It can be supportive in the same way.
Correct. It can be supportive in the same way. It might not be exactly the same, but it still can help you in a positive way as well, instead of having to wait around, say, 8 months down the road or something for another 1 month to come up.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to make sense. And I didn't want anybody to get the impression that you don't want to launch something or start or end something at a time that isn't right for you. You know, you want to live your life and do what you feel is best. We just want to have an idea of what these vibrations can do to support us in whatever way they do. And speaking of being an author, you're currently writing your fourth book, are you not?
Yes, I am. I'm writing my fourth book, and it's called How to Achieve Fifth Dimension Consciousness, and it's about, you know, the shift that we're all going through to higher consciousness and some ways that we can help ourselves to increase our energy vibration and get to a different level than what we're all currently at now. So I'm really excited about it.
Well, that sounds timely, because we're all going through a paradigm shift at the moment. Lots of changes happening internally in our mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual levels really elevating. So I'm really looking forward to that. And that should be, you're not quite done. That should be published in a matter of months. Not too long out, right?
Not too long. I was hoping to have it published by the third or fourth week of this month, but I keep coming up with new ideas to include in the book. So I'm hoping by this month, but at the latest, maybe February.
I hear you, because it's so hard for me to let go of something that I write. I edit like crazy. Then I get a flash of, ooh, include this, and then there's another round of edits. So I totally understand, as a fellow writer, you know, what we put ourselves through to make sure that what we put out there is thorough and that it has a sense of completion, and that, you know, that energy has dissipated and we've put into it and taken out of it everything that we possibly can. So in the meantime, if you are interested in picking up Trisha's new book, How to Achieve Fifth Dimension Consciousness, they can go to your website, correct, and sign up on your mailing list at beyond3dbooks.com. There's a mailing list you can sign up, and you'll be notified when the book is available.
Yes, they can go to the website and sign up so that they'll be notified when the book is available. And I also have some really interesting blog articles on metaphysics and mind-body-spirit type topics that people might enjoy reading out there. And I also wrote up a blog article about our topic today in case it was a little difficult to understand, you know, going through the steps that we went through today. I wrote it all up for everybody so they can go check that out. And so it's on my website, and if you go to my website and then / the word blogs, all the list of my blog articles are on that page. And you can also click on blogs up on the menu once you get to my website, and you'll see the blog article once you get to the blogs page.
That's what
I did. yeah, and
now.
Everybody can follow.
It's What's in Store for You in 2014, a blog article that teaches you how to use the ancient wisdom of numerology to determine what themes your life will focus on during each month in 2014 for your soul growth. Good. Thank you for doing that. That was very thoughtful, because I know I try to take good notes, but sometimes it gets messy. So you've put this in a nice, clear, linear format for everybody to check out, and that's at beyond3dbooks.com. And click on the blogs in the menu, and you can also find out how to have a consultation with Trish. You consult internationally, don't you, Trish?
Yes, I do. I help authors who are starting out writing their books, help them through the process, because some authors, they don't know, you know, the steps to take to become published, and so I help them out to become published and help them to organize their book launch and...
Wow.
And help anybody who wants to write a book.
That sounds fantastic. I mean, because all of your books, I want to give everybody the names. All three of your books are Amazon bestsellers, which is even better than being a New York Times bestseller, because the Amazon bestseller title is based on the number of books sold, not the number, like, I understand now through a publicist that the New York Times list is basically based on the number of orders, but it doesn't mean that a bookstore didn't order 100 of these books and then send 50 back. But Amazon is really hard numbers, so to be an Amazon bestseller, my hat's off to you.
Oh, thank you. Yes, all three of my books were bestsellers on Amazon, so I'm really happy about that.
You should be. Oh, my goodness. I have to get some writing done and try to get there myself. But let me give everybody the names of your books. Your first book is Manifesting Success in Relationships, Career, and Business via Numerology. And the second book is Meditations for Past Lives, Starseeds, Soulmates, and Beyond. And the third is Traveling to Parallel Universes. All fantastic topics. But on the topic of starseeds, Trish, let me get your take on this. What's your definition or your understanding of starseeds? Because this is a word that I think a lot of us are not familiar with, but it's been popping up everywhere. Could you give us a little information about that?
Sure. There are a lot of people that know that they have been incarnated on a different planet prior to being incarnated here on the Earth. Some people actually have memories of those past lives, and some people feel like they may have been. So starseeds are people that their souls have been incarnated elsewhere. And I believe that I did read somewhere, and I don't remember exactly where, that most of us have been somewhere else at one time or another anyways.
Mm-hmm.
But, yes, but this book that I wrote has a bunch of meditation scripts in it that will allow people to safely use self-hypnosis to see whether or not they ever did live somewhere else and even visualize or see what their life was like there, like the landscape, and, you know, even see themselves, and that it's quite interesting. So these meditation scripts I have in that book, and someone can easily record it on a cheap tape recorder or on using some free software online, or have a friend read the scripts to them. And
mm-hmm.
I got a lot of other interesting scripts in the book too, for past lives and future lives and a whole bunch of different scripts in the book.
That sounds good. Yes, I have an MP3 recorder, works extremely well. And sometimes I put mantras or affirmations onto the recorder and let myself hear that, you know, several times before I go to bed. Stuff like that. That's all fantastic ways to really have fun with this, with the metaphysical stuff. I've played with a lot of that stuff, but the starseeds I'm especially interested in because I had an interesting experience recently, and I got to see a few things that I didn't really, I'll say I didn't believe existed. You know, you hear about stuff, but because I hadn't experienced it, I have nothing, no form of frame of reference to go on, and I got to see a few things recently that really opened my eyes to that. So that's pretty cool stuff. Interesting.
It is. Yes, it can really help people to understand their past or understand why they feel the way they do, and it's really interesting to explore your past.
Yeah, because a lot of us feel different, like we don't fit in, and that could be a clue as to why, you know, using these meditations to try to explore your complete identity, not just the self-concepts we've developed in this lifetime. So, very good. Well, I am excited for the fourth book. I look forward to that. And if you would like to, again, sign up to be notified when the book is available, go to beyond3dbooks.com. And if you'd like to learn more about Trish and her work, go to the website, poke around. There's free articles. You can interact with her on Facebook, and that is on Facebook.com. Her page is Writer, WRITER, Trish Lesage, and Lesage is LESAGE, like the sage. And if you would like to tune into the archive of our previous episode on numerology, where we discussed manifesting abundant success with numerology, you can go into the archives, the Spiritual Insights Archives, scroll down to October 15th, 2013, click on the title, and then you can hear a very interesting dialogue between Trish and me on manifesting abundance. Very good information. Trish, thank you so much for joining me once again and sharing all of your wonderful knowledge with us.
Well, thank you very much for having me. It's always a pleasure, and I have a lot of fun on the show, and I hope everybody got some really good and useful information out of it, and it will help them to have a really great 2014.
Yes, that's the goal. Peace for everyone. That's what we wish you.
Yes.
Okay, Trish. Well, I will talk to you soon, my friend.
Thank you very much, Charlotte. I look forward to it.
Sounds good. Okay. All right, everybody. That's our show for today. We hope you've enjoyed it, and until next time, God bless to everyone, and as always, be at peace. So long for now.